Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
On Friday and Saturday nights, we were witness to the worst of human behavior. Some people turned out on the streets to express anger over the death of George Floyd after a video revealed the Minneapolis police officer kept a knee on his neck for 9 minutes, cutting off the flow of oxygen. There was righteous indignation. Unfortunately, there were too many who wanted to use this crisis as an opportunity to burn, baby burn, and steal whatever they could lay their hands on. While the National Guard was initially called out in Minneapolis on Friday night, no law enforcement official could be seen as multiple fires ignited the night. Apparently, the mayor of Minneapolis and governor of Minnesota felt that a show of law enforcement would only exacerbate the anger of protesters. Unfortunately, in many cases, the groups of protesters were taken over and overwhelmed by thugs, criminals, and anarchists. There are those who interpreted this display of criminal behavior as a complete failure of our society. Dr. Cornel West, an angry socialist, said, quote, "I think we are witnessing America as a failed social experiment," end of quote. Now, these are disingenuous words coming from a man who has taken advantage of opportunities in his life and as a result is fairly wealthy. There are those people of every color and ethnicity that may not be living what West describes as the lives of decency. They may all be due to various circumstances, including a lack of education, drugs, or missed opportunities. But there are more Black Americans today who are part of America's middle class, homeowners, entrepreneurs, and many who are multimillionaires. As the RJ's Victor Jakes pointed out over the weekend, quote, "More than 88% of Black murder victims were killed by other Blacks. Racism is evil, but it's not what's motivating most of the people who murder African Americans," end of quote. There are thousands upon thousands of interactions average American citizens have with law enforcement officials on a daily basis. Injustices do occur, but they are few and far between. It should be stressed that when injustices such as the one done to George Floyd are revealed, efforts should be made to address the issue and, when necessary, to swiftly prosecute the perpetrators. But let's take a moment to look at how the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department handled protesters on the Strip. Their training had them not only standing their ground, but creating formations that surrounded and isolated potential troublemakers. There were some in the various crowds who were visibly making an effort to foment other protesters while taunting the police. At times, these rabble-rousers got directly into the faces of the officers. They seemed to want to elicit some kind of outlandish response from an officer in Las Vegas who had nothing to do with Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Well, that outlandish response never came. The officer's response to demonstrators was exceptional in their professionalism. Things could have gotten out of hand, but they did not. The RJ expressed anger that, in their opinion, the police, quote, "wrongly jailed dozens of protesters and two photojournalists," end of quote. Now, to be clear, the actions by Metro on Friday night conveyed the message that while they will protect a protester's right to demonstrate, they will not tolerate destruction or obstruction. When lawful orders to disperse are given, the protesters must comply. If they don't comply, they should be arrested. Las Vegas is making an effort to get back to a real sense of normal, and casinos are planning to reopen this coming Thursday. People around the country are anxious to return to the safe capital of entertainment. Las Vegas cannot afford to be portrayed as a town out of control, and the actions by Metro conveyed the message that we want tourists to return this week. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.